This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Big story over the weekend in the NFL. The salary cap going up an unprecedented $30
million right.
Going up, which is, I guess it was a surprise to some, but if you've been paying attention to it, it's not that bit of a surprise. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now. The projections on the cap was predicted a couple of years ago that there was going to be a huge jump. So therefore, if you're one of those teams, you would prefer a team that's got a lot of cap issues. You just saw $30 million of it go away just like that.
Just instantly. Like the dirty little secret in the NFL that they don't want you to know is that the cap isn't real. It's not a hard cap. It's a very easily manipulated cap. And so what you have to understand is when you have a player that you no longer want to negotiate with or you no longer feel has the value that that player once had, you claim as an organization, you know, cap poverty. Oh my gosh, we just love to have the guy, but we just can't fit him under our cap. If you want a dude, you'll find a way to fit them under your cap. You'll find a way to manipulate the cap. It's completely fungible. You can put it wherever you want to put it. And therefore, if a guy has great value to you, you renegotiate his deal. He's got 3 years on it. You renegotiate it. You figure it out. If you don't want the dude anymore, Xavien Howard, Pro Bowl cornerback from the Miami Dolphins, 3 years left on his deal. They just cut him. You know why? They don't want him for whatever the reason. I don't know what the reason is, but they don't want him anymore. Now, if he was valuable to them or if they really wanted him, they'd find a way to renegotiate that deal, to lower down the cap number, to make sure that he fits within the structure of the Miami Dolphins organization. But they don't want him anymore. So, you know, they'll claim cap poverty and we can't afford and this, that, and the other. And there's some other guys that are, you know, that we have to negotiate with. And, you know, and that's just the way it works. But it goes up $30 million. And for all those people, the fear mongers out there, you and I talk about it all the time that, oh, the cap and, oh, we're going to be in cap, you know, purgatory and, oh, it's going to be so hard. Four of the top five people over the cap or the biggest cap, the dead money on their cap. Four of the top five teams with dead money on their cap all went to the playoffs. So don't give me this, oh, the cap is going to keep us from competing. If you want to compete, you can find a way to manipulate your cap to make sure you get everything you need to be a competitive football team.
Well, you think about, like, here in Denver, right? There was a lot of fear-mongering about the idea that if you cut Russell Wilson with $89 million of dead cap, it's going to completely paralyze their ability to put a roster together.
Right.
A lot of fear-mongering. And I was trying to tell people, one, yes, it's not necessarily a disaster if you have dead cap money, four out of the five that you're talking about. But I knew this big increase was coming.
Right.
It shouldn't be a shock. This did not come out of left field. This was talked about for the last couple of years. So if you start putting all that kind of stuff together, then there's no reason why even a Denver Broncos team, for example, that's facing a lot of cap issues should be hamstrung to the point where they feel like they can't put a team together.
Yeah, I think dead cap right now for Russell, if you eat it all this year, is $85 million, something like that. And then you can spread it out over 2 years, and it's, you know, 39 this year and whatever it is next year. I think you lose some of that cap value. Would you spread it out over 2 years, or would you try to eat the whole thing?
Well, suddenly now with that extra 30 thrown in there
what does it go up next year?
And does it go up more next year? It's a great point. So maybe you just say, hey, let's eat it all in 1 year.
Yeah, I think
they'll still spread out over two.
I do too. I think there is some benefit to that. But yeah, I wouldn't have any issue with them spreading out over 2 years. Listen, it's not going to affect their ability to field the team. Now, I don't know what direction they're going to go. I don't know if they're probably not in the Kirk Cousins sweepstake, right? But the next tier of free agent quarterbacks, like you can manage, like for the Broncos or anybody else, you can manage your salary cap from the standpoint of what does our quarterback room cost us, right? You can figure that out. And even with Russ and that dead money, and you have, you know, if you go out and get yourself a Minshew or the guy that I've been, you know, that I've been talking about is Sam Darnold, and you know, you're paying that guy $5 million, $6 million. You're paying your backup. I think Jared Stidham's making $5 million. Even with Russ, you can still keep it into that realm in your quarterback room. You get a rookie. You also draft a rookie where you're saying, hey, it's still, you know, 20-22% of our cap or whatever. We're all right.
Well, it's like what worked for Tampa so well this past year. Yeah, they had the cap hit from Brady, I think, at $35 million.
Uh-huh.
But they went out and got Baker Mayfield 1 year, $4 million. So your quarterback room now isn't as expensive,
right,
as you're talking about. And you ended up getting a lot from Baker, and you ended up going to the playoffs. So it can be done.